श्रुतया भक्त्या सर्वलोकार्पणेन च सङ्गेन साधु भक्तानां ईश्वराराधनेन च
कोमरम् आचरत् प्रज्ञो दामं भगवतान् इह दुर्लभं मनुष्य जन्म तदपि अध्रुवम्
अर्थदम्
गुरु शुश्रूश्रया भक्ता सबलब्धपणेन च सङ्गेन सर्वभक्तानां ईश्वराराधनेन च
वन श्लोक मोर तत्प्रयासो न कर्तव्य प्रहलाद महाराज जत आयु बाहर आफ्टर कम और आचार्य
आफ्टर टू श्लोक क्षेमं मुकुंद चरणां
भजं व्हाट मीनिंग
वन हु इज इंटेलिजेंट in this human form of life should perform devotional service to Lord Hari because this human life is very rare and even just doing a small amount of devotional service gives one a great amount of benefit.
And after that,
one should surrender everything. No, one should worship the Guru and approach the Guru and offer all of his material possessions unto him. And in the residence of the Guru, one should stay in the residence of the Guru and in his association and also worship Lord Hari.
Why from Kaumar?
Young age.
Because from age of 5, why? Will do
old age?
When in old age?
No.
Why?
Because
old age no good memory.
And we may die.
Yeah.
All the Guru Bhai anytime may die.
It may be that anyone dies in
womb
of their mother, some in 10 years, some in 20 years, no certainty when death will come. So better begin from, why not to collect money, to marry with a very good, beautiful lady, why not so many good character of sons and daughters? Why not these?
Because you have to leave all these things when you die.
We should try to enjoy this world.
No.
Happiness.
With our children's daughters,
dogs.
Wife and
dogs.
All. Why?
Because it doesn't make you happy.
Na tat prayaso kartavya jat ayubhaya param na bindate. Oh, they will not give happiness. They are like our enemy. They are taking our asakti, attachment, and thus asakti should be given to Krishna. But they are taking, so they are dakayat in the form of father, mother, son, daughter, wife, especially wife. So better we should. More why? Prahlad Maharaj is telling that if your age is 100 years, 50 years goes in sleeping. No? 20 years to 25 years in being expert to make money. And from 80 to 100, too old, we cannot do anything. Now remaining 10 years, marrying, daughters, sons, supporting, nursing, when we will do bhajan? So better form. beginning of your life you should begin. Then how to begin? Oh, first accept Guru. Then you should do his service in Vrishambhrena. Whatever you do to please Krishna. In this way.
Madhupada ka sloka maane bolo na dekhano. Sloka.
Oh, you should
speak.
Meaning.
Oh, sure. So, Komara Masura Pragyo. So from a very early, from a very young age, one should...
Young age?
From very young.
No. From boyhood.
That means very young,
very young man is boyhood.
Yes. From boyhood, one should engage in devotional service. Because this human body, even though it is temporary, it's meaningful, because in this human form of life one can perform devotional service. And even by a small amount of devotional service, one can gain the greatest happiness.
So
next up, gurus. So one should take shelter of a bona fide guru, and all his material possessions, everything he has in his possession, he should offer to guru. And sangena sarva bhaktanam, he should always stay in the association of devotees, and ishvara aradhanena cha, he should, in the association of devotees, he should always worship Ishwar, Sri Krishna.
You?
Komara acharet pragyo.
Huh?
Komara acharet pragyo. Dharman bhagavatamiha.
Dharman.
Dharman bhagavatamiha.
Bhagavatana.
Dulabha marusha janma tat api adruva martadav.
What meaning?
One who is intelligent should start right from boyhood to practice devotional service. This human form of life is very rare and valuable, and it can end at any moment. Although it is temporary, it is very rare. So don't waste any time, at once start to practice bhakti.
What is Lu?
Okay, I'm trying.
What?
Kaumaram acharet pragyo dharman bhagavatam iha durlabam manusham janma tat adya druvam artadam.
Oh, very good, very good.
Wow.
Made more
it.
Than Parjanak. We did mistakes, you no mistakes.
Oops.
Because he is missed.
This human, those who are truly intelligent should use this human form of life from the very beginning, meaning from boyhood. One should practice devotional services and engage in no other activities. Although this human body is temporary and it will go like any other bodies, still, it's very beneficial, because only in a human form of life one can perform devotional activities. Even a slight amount of devotional service can award us the supreme benefit of life, which is Krishna prayer.
Very. We will practice bhakti yoga in old age. Why from beginning? We should enjoy world. Why?
Because an old dog, you cannot learn new tricks.
Very. Thank you all. You should remember the shloka of Vrittasura. Vrittasura, you know? Vrittasura was at first, in his first birth, he was Chitraketu Maharaj, big king, thousands and thousands of wives, but no children, no son. He was worried for this. Parbat Maharaj, Parbat Rishi, Muni came.
And
then he asked, why you are so worried? He told that, I have no child, please give me one child. He tried to make him understand that by child anyone cannot be happy, you should chant and remember and worship God. But he told them, anyhow you must give me, you can give. Then he told them, yes, he gave something, fruit, and told, this gift to your queen. And he gave, and very beautiful sun came. And he was like moon, beautiful. Gradually he became 5 years old. Now king always with that queen, with sun. He was not overlooking all the queens.
Other queens.
Thousands and thousands. So they became worried. He does not speak with us. He does not give me oil, cloths or anything. And the reason is that son. So they poisoned the son and he died. And then all weeping. Those who gave
poison,
they also began to weep, to show.
Chilly in their eyes.
Chilly.
And then king came. Queen came and they began faint, all weeping. At that time, Jam came. Jam means dead. Then that Parbat with Narad Rishi came there. Why you are weeping? Then someone told they are weeping for their son. Oh, he is here, there. He is sleeping, desert. No, he has gone. Where he is gone? I am seeing he is here, lying down. Oh, his soul is gone. So what harm if soul has gone, but your son is there, to whom you used to tell son. Oh, if no soul, then how son? Then have you seen soul? No. Then why weeping? Then Parbat Maharaj and Narad Rishi gave mantra, and by this he became Chitraketu. But he did some offense in the Lord's feet of Shankar. He was his friend, but yet he did dilaggi, joke, but Parvati could not realize this. And he told that you should be demon. That is why he became demon. But there also he was devotee. And then he is praying at the time of
battlefield
with
Indra,
and he was going to kill him. And in battlefield he was.
His prayers.
You should remember. What is look first?
Nanaka pristham na chaparam istham na salam. Nanaka pristham na chaparam. Ito pathamai.
Aur ek pahle.
Ahang hare to padayam.
Ahang hare to padamulam. There are four slokes. You should remember. First, Anghare Taupadai Kamulab Dasanu Daso Bhavitasma Bhuya Manas Mare Tas Patir Gunanam Ganit Vak Karma.
And Gurudev Narad, he made that son again alive?
Yes. But son told that I cannot come.
I am
better there.
I don't know who is my father. Maybe I.
Who is father? Who is? They have become also my son.
Yes.
Right.
so I don't want. There I have chance to do bhajan.
And the son was Angira Rishi the whole time, huh?
The son of the king, that was Angira Rishi.
Because he had no son.
Yes.
So
Rishi
he gave
was
his. He came himself.
Rishi.
He kept his body anywhere.
Uh-huh.
And he came. His soul came, and became
so merciful.
First.
Jai Gaur Premanandare.
What is peace?